Boker Tov. Today's daf is Daf Nun Beis in Bava Metzia. Start with the Mishnah at the bottom of Nanaf Beis. Kamatei Asel Chaser V'lo Yibana. How much is a coin? Till now we've been talking about merchandise, which are cheated by a certain amount, which is considered fraud. And we said that's basically a sixth. How much in terms of a coin? Again, let's remember that the coins were based on their value in metal and weight, the weight of the metal, the value of the metal. So how much can that be missing and would not be considered or not? In other words, at what point is it considered or not? Or may omer arba isras, four isras to a selah, which is the same as isra the dinner. The 24 isras in a dinner, so he means 1/24. Once it's more than 1/24 in the coin, if the coin's been devalued, meaning it's been diminished, let's call it. It's been diminished, it's been rubbed away more than at a 24th, that's considered no at that point. Rabbi Yudomer arba pundios punyan l'dinner. He says no, it's 1/12. Four punyos to an iser. There's four dinners in an iser, there's four dinners in a sella, and it means four punyos to a sella, which is a punyan for a dinner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer shmona punyos, two punyos to a sella, which is shnei punyos l'dinner. That's already 1/6, because there's 12 punyas in a dinner, 2 punyas in a dinner would be 1/6. 1/6 is what we normally have by merchandise, right? But here we have a 3 of machlokes. What about coins? Where Meir says 1/24, Rebutus is 1/12, and he says 1/6. Admasim with Lasser, till when can you return it? Remember we talked about by merchandise, we said till you get a chance to show it to somebody. Until when here? Bekrochem, in large towns, Aikdeshil Shechani, you got to show it to a money changer. And that's because we'll see that merchandise is different, because merchandise, people are all pretty much frail. The shirt, that's about what it's worth. But it comes to this, coins are, people are not as expert in them as money changers. They know better, or they knew better in those days. And therefore, you only have enough time to show it to a money changer. In small towns, farm villages, where they didn't have money changers, ad arve shabbosos, until Erev Shabbos. Why? Because in Erev Shabbos, when you go to buy out, you go to buy challah and food for Shabbos, so at that point, you'll be able to tell whether the money's accepted, whether it's current or not. It circulates. Imoya machkira, now he says, if the person who gave you this bad coin recognizes that, afila achar shnei mesher chodesh, even after 12 months makabla, he could accept it, amen, of ainu lo alav termus, and you can't have any complaint. What does that mean? We just said that you're entitled to return it, just like by clothing, until you get a chance to show somebody here, to get a chance to a money changer, or until Erev Shabbos. So what's this business about? If you recognize it, even after 12 months, he could be mekabel and there's no complaint. What does that mean? We don't know yet. What that means, Gemara will explain that. But no stone of Isa Shani, even though this coin has been diminished to the point of Ona, still you could use it to be pod the Isa Shani, vein choshesh, and not be concerned. She'enu ela nefesh ra. We'll see what this means, is that a person who doesn't accept it, in other words, until it gets back to Ona, while it's still, again, the key is, as the coin diminished to the point of fraud, as long as it hasn't, even if it's diminished, it hasn't diminished to the point of fraud, you could still use it to be put a Meiser Sheni food on there. Like if Meiser Sheni, you want to bring it to your slime, you could do that. The Gemara will talk about this. Veramini. And our Mishnah used Lashon, how much can a seller be diminished and not have Ona? For a minute, we have Bryce says, Ad kamate sela chaser v'yehebana. Until what point will it be diminished? And there will be Ona. In other words, is the shirm that we mentioned over here not Ona, or is it yes Ona? Amar Papa Lokasha. We're really talking about the same thing. It's apples and apples. Tandi dan chasha b'mat lamala. Our Tana is saying, how much can it be diminished? 100th, 90th, 80th. And he's going, until what point is it okay? How much can you be diminished? And there's no Ona. If it's diminished by 100th, not. 90th, not, right? All the way up to a 24th. Then we have to 24th, the 12th, or 6th, depending on the three different shittas. So our mission is going that way. But once you get to a 24th, meaning one iser, an iser per diner, or four isers for a sella, there's four dinners in a sella. So he's looking at it that way. Tana brought the other brisa, the outside Tana, meaning the brisa, kachoshmel malamata. He's saying how much is still considered or not. So let's say we're talking about a half is Ona, right? A third is Ona, all the way up to a sixth. What happened to a sixth? Yeah. So we had three opinions in our Mishnah. One says when it comes to coins, it's 1/24, one says 1/12, and one says a sixth. What about the sixth? Are coins different? That's exactly the next line. That's what we're going to talk about. So in other words, we're really talking about the same shiurim. So when our Mishnah says kamate besela chaser velo yehebo no, he's talking about the lower amount. If it's 100th, there's no no. If it's 90th, no, no. All the way till 24th. The 24th, that's oh no. 24th, 12th, or 6th, depending on your opinion. Now, my shabbos el the plea is your question. What's the difference? Why by money we're talking about how much it could be diminished and there'll still be a, there's a machlokas about it. My shabbos el the plea either the 24th, the 12th, or 6th. My shabbos talus means any merchandise, you know, clothing, garments, anything else. It just talus is just your standard item. It means merchandise. The low plea, why is there a machlokas there? Everybody says it's a 6th. Now, we did say there was an opinion of who? Of who was it? Rav Dosa, huh? It was a third. It was Rav Tarfon rather Balud. But his opinion was at the end rejected. But the point is we don't have this machlokas talmud between a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about merchandise. Why don't we have it there? So Amar Rav Aman Tana Talos to Rabbi Shimon. So he says, Anachanami, there is a machlokas. When we talked about before about the 6th, that meant according to Rabbi Shimon. Anachanami, Rabbi Mayor and Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. Amar Rav Aman Tana Talos, Rabbi Shimon. Abai says, no. Talos is different. Talos Achdus Machalinish. Until the 6 people are mochel. Until the 6th, you know, even if you defrauded by a 24th, a 12th, a 10th, all the way up to a 6th, people are going to people say, Oshik l'gaboch. Spend a lot of money, spend expensive money, cover yourself. In other words, buy nice clothes, cover it for your back. In other words, it's important to wear nice clothes. V'shavu l'kirzach, but for food, just take what it's worth. Don't overspend on it. It's good advice, right? For food, just buy regular food. You don't have to eat the fancy food. Don't spend a lot of money on food. Just take what it takes. Clothing, you should dress nice. Sell it when it comes to money, keep it low sagi, since it's not current, it doesn't circulate. No machl, nobody's mochel it. In other words, different story. So one, the first opinion was, Enechnambi. Our opinion over here about the opinion by that we talked always about Anoa being a 6th, that's only according to Reb Shimon. Ramei and Rebuta will disagree. Abai says, no. When it comes to everybody agrees when it comes to merchandise, it's a 6th. It's different by coins, though, because by coins, if they don't circulate properly, people don't want to use them. Whereas by merchandise, people will spend more, and therefore, it's accepted. It's accepted all the way up to a 6th. Gufa.
By coins, it's always in your face because you're going to take that coin, and you're going to buy something else, and you're going to realize that.
That's right.
You're Michael. You put it on, yeah. And that's it. Coin, you're using that, and you're going
to right. So you're going to find out that you can't use it. Right. So it's in your face.
Over
right.
And over
correct.
Again,
correct.
It's in your face.
It's on your face. And it's not that. That's exactly what he says. It doesn't circulate. So you'll know. So people are not mochel that. People are willing to say, I know I overpaid for the jacket, but look at this jacket. Look how it looks on me. Right. Right. Food mela, but it comes from right. Gufa ad kama te'asel chasera v'yeba. No, how much can the coin, the seller, which was a large coin. The seller, as we said, is 4 dinars, which is 2 shekels. When the Torah says shekel, the shekel of Kodesh, remember, that refers to the seller in the Gemara. The shekel in the Gemara is really a half a shekel of the Torah, which is a half a seller. So the seller had 2 shekels, or 4 dinars. 1 shekel, 2 dinars. Every shekel had 2 dinars. Every seller had 2 shekels, or 4 dinars. So here, this brisa is the price that we referred to before. Our Mishnah says, how much is a seller missing and it will not be ona? Here's the price that says, how much will a seller be missing and there will be ona? Again, it's just a way of looking at it, but it's the same halacha. So he had the 3 sheets, the same as on our Mishnah. Meir, Omer, Arba, says, Isola, dinner. 4 is for a seller, 1 is for dinner, that's 1/24. Rebut, Omer, Dalad, Punyos, 4 punyos in pudyonos in a seller, which is a pudyon le dinner. All right, which is 1/12. Rav Shimon Omer, Shmona Pundio, Shnei Pundio dinner. In other words, not 1 Pundio, which is a 12th, but double that, which would be 1/6. That's the amount. Yeser al Kain, now listen carefully. Yeser al Kain, if it's more than that, Mocher B'Shev, what does it mean by more than that? If it got diminished by more than that, you sell it for what it's worth, just the opposite. Once it's diminished more than those amounts, whatever your shita is, you should take it out of circulation, right? So he means here, the Gemara will explain, yes, or al kain mocher, if it's above that. In other words, it hasn't been diminished by that much yet, then you could sell it for what it's worth. Meaning to say that, let's say it's only diminished by 1/50th or whatever, right? A small, very small amount. So you should sell it for what it's worth. That means you're allowed to circulate. It's not considered or no. But you shouldn't take advantage of people. If it's been diminished a little bit, sell it for that amount. I can't tifkas.
If you have a short lekaim, the coin has a different value, right? In other words, if it's diminished by a 50th, when you go to buy something,
Now, in general, some people will accept it for the full amount, and some people will say, give me a little 50th less. So he's saying is, how much can you sell? So he said, if it's more than that, in other words, if it hasn't been diminished by the amount of considered fraud, You could sell it for whatever it's worth. You should get what it's worth. I come into Chusiyeh v'shoy l'kaima. How much can it be diminished and you're allowed to keep it? In other words, what we're saying over here, it's fraud if it goes below that, right? If it's been diminished by a sixth, according to everybody, by a sixth, it's fraud if you present it otherwise, if you cheat and consider it's a full amount. But how much are you allowed to keep it that it shouldn't be, that you're allowed to even hold it in your possession? You shouldn't destroy it. Ad kemos v'yeh v'shoy l'kaima, b'sela ad shekel. You see, a sela, as we said, had two shekels in it. But a sela was like a bigger coin, and when it got diminished, it was still a shekel, right? The coins had
because it was
the intrinsic value of the metal. You know why? Because that's not cheating. You're not going to cheat people, because people will know as it gets lower, they'll consider it like a shekel. Sure. It's considered a shekel. But dinner ad rova, if you have a dinner until a quarter, now what does that mean? So pachas mikan isser, if it's less than that by an isser, osser, then you can't keep it anymore. Now the Gemara is going to explain, what do you mean if it's less than that by an isser? Once it's below, once it's at the level of fraud, you shouldn't be able to keep it at all. So we'll see. So once it's also to maintain, he shouldn't sell lo l'tagar, not to a merchant, lo l'charam, and not to a person who forcibly takes people at gunpoint, you know, buys things, lo l'charam, not to a murderer, because they fool other people with it. In other words, they force people to take the bad coin. So if it goes below a certain level, you shouldn't keep it at all. What should you do? Turn it into a piece of jewelry, elik vena. Puncture it, put a hole in it. You'd land it but hang it onto your kid's door, you know, and use it as an amulet or an ornament or something of that sort. That's what you should do once it gets too little. Omar Mar, remember the kids here used to take the asimones with holes in it and make necklaces out of them, right? All right, if you're here a long time ago. Omar Mar, the sela ad shekel. All right, so it said like this. He said if you had a sela, you can if it gets diminished. Now, obviously, it means you shouldn't pass it for a full sela once it's diminished by a sixth. But even if it got diminished, it's still a valid coin. It's still a shekel. Bediner ad rova. Now, a sela gets diminished to shekel. That's half, right? Bediner, it sounds like, until a quarter. Maishna b'sela ad shekel. Why does a sela get diminished to half? Only until half. But up until half, maishna bediner ad rova, that go down to a quarter. Amar Abaye, my rova diktani doesn't mean a quarter of a dinner. My rova diktani nami rova shekel. It means a quarter of a shekel, which is a half a dinner. In other words, a sela can get diminished down to a half a sela, the same proportion, right? Sela can get diminished to half, which is a shekel, and a dinner can be diminished to a quarter of a shekel, which is a half a dinner, right? Now, Amarava, they can amri tani rova. It says a quarter of it, velok tani ravi, doesn't, because it says it means it's a quarter and not one fourth of its amount. Velok tani ravi, ravia means like it would be one fourth of the dinner, but he's talking about a quarter of a shekel. So why do you say a dinner could be diminished to a quarter of a shekel? Say it could be diminished to a half a dinner, which is a zuz, a half a zuz. Give me a half a zuz. Why describe how much can be diminished in terms of a shekel? Describe it in terms of a dinner itself. So it's teaching you something. That you could get a dinner that comes from a shekel. In other words, if you start off with a sela, you can diminish it and make it into a shekel. If you start off with a shekel, you can diminish it into a dinner. But if you start off with a sela, you shouldn't take it to the level of a dinner, because since it starts off wider, people will assume it's a shekel or a sela. People will not assume it's a dinner, and that's going to fool them. Even though it's probably a dinner is a quarter of the metal of a sela, but the way they looked is a little bit different. So a sela gets diminished to a shekel, that's okay. A shekel gets diminished to a dinner, that's okay. But a sela all the way down to a dinner, that's not acceptable. A dinner that came out of a shekel, you started with a shekel, now it gets diminished to half a shekel. You can't be mekayim from a sub. Why? Because people will confuse it with a shekel. That's the point. Yeah.
Well, we're assuming here, are we, that all of these coins, we start with a sela, and the sela says sela on it. What's the issue here? The
seller
says seller, but it's diminished.
Right.
That's the issue.
Yeah, but that's a good point. I think they were all stamped. They all had stamps on it. They were all coins. They weren't blanks, right? That makes them into a coin. Sarta, right? So they might have sell, but the word seller could have been diminished. Like, in God we trust could have been rubbed out. So that doesn't prove it. What really proves it is the way it looks. The way it looks. People know, when I pick up a quarter or a 5 shekel or a 10 shekel, you know, never ever reads it. Does it say 5 shekels? You know what it looks like, and that's what we're looking at over here also. Okay, pachas mikan, iser asa. So now that Bryce has said, remember there were a few strange things it said. It said, okay, those are the levels. So a seller down to a shekel, because then it's a shekel. The dinner at Rova. And then it says, less than that, pachas mikan, iser. If it's less than that, by iser asa. Naikam, what do you mean by that? Less than iser. We said if it gets down to a certain level, it's fraud, right? It's down to fraud. Meaning, besides the idea that if it's down to a 24th, a 12th, or a 6th, it's fraud, you know, if you pass it over as the original thing. But now, but that's only because you're passing it over as the original item, right? If a seller got diminished, let's say, by a 6th, according to everybody, you can't pass it as a sell, that's oh no, right? But let's say you pass the sell off as a shekel, that's okay, because it gets diminished, looks like a shekel. If a shekel gets diminished to a dinner, that's okay. So he says, but it gets diminished less than that by an iser, that's also my comer. What do you mean? What do you mean is less than by an iser? If you say the level of fraud is a half, let's say, below that, it shouldn't go below a half, so then anything below that is fraud. What do you mean if it's less than by my comer or by a hoch comer? So again, this is the Havman, right? He says, if the seller has been diminished more than ona, whatever that is, a 6th, a 12th, a 24, or half in the case of it looks like a shekel, if it's more than that by an iser, then it's oser. What do you mean? Once you've established that the level of fraud is, let's say it's a 6th, right? Let's say Rav Shimon is a 6th. So below, if it goes below a 6th of its value, that means it's fraud. So what if it goes below by an iser? It doesn't have to then take a whole iser to go below that. Any amount less than that is fraud. Elam rava pachsa sella iser le dinner. If the sella has diminished by a level of an iser to a dinner, which is 1/24, right? Oser v'stamach rameir. That's what it means. Then it's also he's just giving. He's just going stam like the Mishnah says rameir, or like the Brisa says in rameir. That what? That the amount that it can be diminished to be considered fraud is a 1/24, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it's 1/12. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's 1/6. Tanan, we learned elsewhere like this in Kalim. Sella shenipsel v'skina shei shoko b'mishkalos. Let's say a sella, a coin that became
puzzle.
Meaning it was disqualified from using as a coin because it was too diminished, right? Or got blotted out, and you use it now as a weight. V'skina, you set it up to use as a weight. Tamei, now it can become tamei. Because now it's a kli. A kli has a ochre. I'm talking about fine. Ad kama tifusli avishor the kaima. How low, how far down can it go and you're still allowed to maintain it without destroying it? Lasella shnei dinarim. For a sella, that's two dinners, which is the same as we've been saying before. Two dinners is a shekel. Till down to half. Why? Because a sella gets diminished. They're not going to fool somebody. If you fooled somebody in a chanami, but normally you're allowed to keep it. You say, well, it's down on the 6th. It's only 6th if you fraud. But a seller which goes down up to half, it looks like a shekel. You could use it as a shekel. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, yakutz, you've got to cut it up. Destroy it. Right? Yes, or okay, ma'ay. So what happens if it's a little bit more than that? It's a little bit more than half. So obviously, the chara would be you could keep it. Rafuna says you got to destroy it either way. Pachas mikan yakutz, yes, or okay, yakutz. That's what he says. Once it's past the level of ona, once plus 1/6, you got to destroy it either way. That's what Rav Huna's opinion is. Rav Ami Amar, no. Pachas mikan yakutz, yes or kain kain. That's exactly our point. There's a lesson of less, you got to destroy if it's less, you got to destroy if it's more. If it's more, Tos explains, means if it's past the level of 1/6, it's been diminished, let's say, by 1/5. Let's say you're up to 1/5. At that point, you got to destroy it. Right? So that's what Rav Huna says, you got to destroy it either way. And Rav Huna says, pachas mikan yakutz, meaning Rashi, Tos says here, once it's more than ona, in other words, it's gone. It's past the level of fraud. It's more than a 6th. Let's say it's a 5th, right? You still have to destroy 2. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Ami says no. If it's that, as long as it's at least the level of a shekel or 2 dinners, it's not. You can maintain it because people will use it as a shekel. Basically, now we're going to ask a question. Rav Huna, yes or alkein mochra b'shavea. Right. We said before, in the Bryce before, we said, more than that, you sell it for what it's worth. Now, what does that mean, more than that? More than that, you sell for what it's worth? Does that mean more than that if it's, it presumably means if it got destroyed, down to a 6th, right, it's fraud. At 6th, it's fraud. If it's been destroyed, if it's been diminished by more than that, only sell it for what it's worth. Le'el karnigabi sell Rashi says, shepichso, mocher b'shevel lefi demeh, v'lo b'yofa, not for a good one. You sell, you're allowed to keep it. How can Rafuna say you can't, if it's been diminished by more than fraud, like a 6, you got to destroy it. There it's mashma, that if it's been diminished by more than the fraudulent amount, sell it for what it's worth, not for a full value, not for a good coin. It means this. If it hasn't gone down to the fraudulent level, if you haven't gone down to six, let's say it's only been diminished by a seventh, then sell it for what it's worth. But once it hits the fraud level, you've got to destroy it. We just had this. How much can it be diminished and you can still keep it? Basela, shekel. A seller all the way down to shekel. Oh, my love, the pachas porta porta. See, here he says very clearly, if it gets down from a seller down all the way, it gets diminished, down to a shekel, you're at 50%. There you have to destroy it. So how can Afuna say that once it's past the level of fraud, you already have to destroy it? Here it says, clearly the Brisa says, that you only destroy it once it's less than 50% its value, because otherwise it looks like a shekel. My love, the pachas doesn't mean where it got diminished little by little, and it doesn't say you got to destroy it until it goes down to the 50% level. It's low. The nafalanor bevchus b'chad zimna. There it's speaking about he'll learn. Rafuna, what's the dochic answer, is saying that it didn't get level. As soon as it goes below level of a sixth, meaning it's down to, let's say, a fifth of its value, you got to destroy it right away. That's speaking about where it fell into a furnace at one shot. In other words, it didn't get diminished little by little. As soon as it gets diminished little by little, as soon as it passes the 1/6 mark, let's say it's 1/5 and a half or 1/5 diminished, then you, according to Rafuna, you got to destroy it right away. It says there, diminished half. That's where it went down to half at one shot. If it, you know, you put it in the furnace, it came out, it was worth half. Then it was down to half of what it was before. Then you got to destroy it. That's how Rafuna learned. Amar Mar. Now, we said once it gets down to that level, everybody says once it gets down to the level of half, right? So you can't fold. That's clearly, you shouldn't even maintain it. In other words, we'll go, let's say, like, maybe the halachas like Rafuna also. But he says, Pachs mekan yokets yesol kan maisa. He seems to be the halachas like Rafuna also. But the point is that certainly at the level of 50%, you have to destroy it. Now, how do you destroy it? Amar Mar, Yikvena, you put a hole in it. You bore a hole in it. You make it into an ornament, a necklace or something, or an amulet. For a mini, lo yasan mishkol ben shos. You shouldn't, once it gets diminished, you should not make it into a weight among your weights. Lo yisrakena get bangrutosav. And don't throw it among your broken silver pieces. And don't throw it among your metal or weights. Don't keep it, because then it might be used wrongly. Lo yikbena. And don't put a hole in it. Yelena b'tzavra b'no b'tzavra. Don't make a hole in it and use it as a necklace or an ornament. Just don't do that. Ella, what should you do? Oh, yishchok, or grind it down, right? Grind it down, but, you know, make it into dust. Oh, yitoch here, lashna, melt it. Oh, yikuts, or cut it, break it up. Oh, yochemech, or take it to the Dead Sea. In other words, it's got to be utterly destroyed. Not enough just to turn it into a weight or into a necklace.
Why is, what's the rationale?
What's the rationale? So you shouldn't come back and use it. It might get circulated again.
By accident.
Right, by accident. Something that turned into money. Huh?
It's got a hole in it. How can you?
Very good. I got a hole. I could do it. Amr of Elezer, Amila, Ravuna, Amr of Elezer, Lokasha, Kambem, Sakam, Menatzad. Here's very good. When we said before, you could bore a hole in it and turn it into a necklace. You put a hole in the middle, like the Asimon. You remember the Asimon?
Yeah, yeah.
Had a hole in the middle. Once it's got a hole in the middle, they can't really fool with it. But if they put the hole on the side, so a smart guy will come along and shave off the side where the hole is there and get rid of it. That's the answer to your question. You understand? So where shouldn't you use it? Don't make a hole in it. You got to grind it up and destroy it. Don't make a hole in it. He's talking about putting a hole in the side. But if you put a hole in the middle, that's the equivalent of grinding it up too, because then it's useless. Then everybody will know that it's not a coin anymore. You could tell me some smart guy will take some metal and, you know,
plug it.
But, you know, if you want to talk about you know, crooks, you know, counterfeiters, then you always have that problem. So, remember, when it comes to clothing, we said, how long, clothing or any materials, any merchandise, a toy, whatever, what did we say? Until you get a chance to show it to somebody. Here, when it comes to the coins, we said, in a large city, until a chance you get to show it to the money changer. In the small villages where they didn't have money changers there, when Erev Shabbos, when people buy their needs for Shabbos, you'll see if it circulates. So it's that, why by a coin do we make a difference between big city and little city, and by other garments or other merchandise, we don't make such a difference. So here, Abaya was the one who said before that even though we talk about by other merchandise, a sixth, right? So he didn't want to say that it goes like one sheet to like Reb Shimon. But rather he said, no, that it's a difference by clothing or other materials. People say, I'll spend a little bit more, but not a coin that doesn't circulate, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Says over here, what's the difference? The buyer says, Kithanami Masis and Batalis Bekrochantan. Say, Nachanami, when we talk about merchandise in general, we mean in a large town. You said over here, we're making between a large town and a village. And in a large town, you say you only give a chance till people get to show it to somebody. So why by talus, by other merchandise, don't we make a difference in large? It says, Anachanami, by all merchandise, when we say till you get a chance to show it to somebody, it also means in a large town. Bekrochantan. Rav Amar, no. Talus is the difference between merchandise and coins. Talus, calling Ish Kim Lebuah, people know what things are worth. People generally know. That's what you paid for the toy, that's what you paid for the garment, etc. People know. So you could show it to somebody, it's very simple. Sell a Kivadish Kim Lebuah, since people aren't experts in coins in general. Ela Shulchani, only the money changer. Hilkach, Bikrochim Dika Shulchani, in the large towns where they have money changers there. Ad Shiir Ela Shulchani, until you get a chance to show it to the money changer. Bikvarim Deleka Shulchani, right? I noticed in Ramadish Gold the other day, on that strip of, you know, where all the stores are, they have two money changers there. You understand? Yeah. Yeah, two now. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of money around.
Yeah.
Well, because they live on money changers.
They're all American.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I thought they live on credit cards.
No, even on credit
cards. Their parents send their money.
They're all Americans. Yeah. Yeah. Hilkach Bekrochim, the Ika Shulchani, in the large towns where they have money changers, you get a chance to show it there. That's how much time you did. In other words, don't tell me months later, oh, you gave me a bad coin. You had a chance to show it to somebody. Show it to somebody. There's plenty of guys around. Bikfarim, Deleka Shulchani, in the villages, small villages where they didn't have money changers, Arav Shabbos until Arav Shabbos, the Sakhlin Shuk, when people go up to the Shuk, and then they'll see if the money is accepted or not, because the storekeepers there also know whether they accept the money or not.
What did money changers do in those days?
What did they do?
Why did you need money?
No, to change from
Bitcoin to
now,
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
The Makola didn't do it.
Bitcoins, little coins. Sometimes we said. Sometimes the Makola did it, but right. But they also like here. They sometimes
Makola.
Not only that. Listen, their Makola's here will change your money also. You haven't gone to Makola's. No, why? No, they're not as they don't have as much money. They're not made for changing money. The Shulchani is made for changing money. That's what they do. Then not only they change not only foreign currency and large ones. Long. No, you can't. You came from a long distance. You came with silver. You don't want to schlep the coins, the little coins. Don't forget there was they didn't have paper in those days. There were no paper. There was no checks. It was all heavy. You know, you walk around, your pants will fall down if you carried small change. You couldn't understand. You know, it's like the 20s. If you had to carry 20s instead of 100s or 200s, you wouldn't have room.
They're
going to
do away with the $100 bill pretty soon.
Huh?
They're going to do away.
You think so?
They're proposing it already.
No, they're talking about getting rid of the 100 and the 50 and only have 20s to keep the black money down. Yeah, but I can't see them doing it. This is not India. America's not India.
Australia has just started legislation.
You know what? And in America, if they would do it, they would give you...
$1 million.
Yeah.
Take it
away.
With
certain denominations. Yeah, okay. All right. If the guy recognized the coin, I gave you a coin, and it wasn't such a good coin, and I recognize it, even after 12 months, you can come back, and I shouldn't have any complaint. What's going on? Hey, what are you talking about? Ibekrochim, we're talking about in the big cities. You just said you only have a chance to show it to the Shulchan, which is presumably a half an hour or something, or a day, whatever. You got a chance to go. Ibekrochim is in the small villages, Harmonot, Shabbos, till Friday, when you buy your stuff. So who's giving you 12 months over here? What's going on? Amrav Chista, Midas Chassidus Shanakan. We're talking about a person who is very pious, and he doesn't want any complaint against him, and he had passed this money, and the guy comes back to him even 12 months later, meaning even a long time later, and said, look, you gave me this coin. He can accept it. Yochi Eim Aseif, if that's what it means. Ain Lo of Termus, he's no complaint against him. In other words, I have no complaint. Even though you brought it back to me after 12 months, I can only have a complaint. In other words, halachically, I accepted it back, but I'm just going to be upset about it. What do you mean? Laman, who's going to be upset? Ila chassid is the chassid. So if you're going to be upset, don't accept it. You know, you want to be a chassid and be a tzaddik, it's fine. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Ila chassid, lo kabulik, v'leminei, v'lo terumustavi alei. Well, who's going to be upset, you know? You're saying, really, you only have a week at most to bring this money back, right? But if the guy who you got it from was a real tzaddik and he wants to take it back after 12 months, he could do that too, and he'll only be upset about it. Don't be upset, so don't do it. Don't be upset. Don't do it. El lehech, the kibla minei, el amai, I mean, the guy who... who got it from him and is giving it back now, he's going to be upset. After he accepted it back after 12 months, you know, I gave the merchandise back after 12 months and you gave me my money back, I'm going to be upset about it. I should be happy about it. Ha'acher, in other words, a chassid, a very pious person, if he wants to be a chassid, he can accept it even, it's the right thing to do, accept it even later on. Ha'acher, but another guy, even though another guy is not going to accept it back, a regular storekeeper, nobody's going to accept it back except for a chassid, even though he doesn't accept it for him, he can only be upset, but he can be upset with the guy, but he can't have a legal complaint. Can't have a valid complaint. You know, a week passed, you should have checked it. Now, 12 months later, you say, hey, you're the guy who gave me that coin. Yeah, you could have a nice complaint, but, you know, legally you have no standing. That's what it means.
The obvious question here. Are we saying that it's not to use these things because they're actually devalued physically, fundamentally?
That's correct. That's correct. So, however, you must make a claim within a certain amount of time.
So this is only going to be real right. To the extent that money is not a symbol.
That's right. That's what we said at the beginning. It's only when money's a coin. Yeah. Yeah. You ask, how do you know? It's only when a guy accepts. No, it's when the guy recognizes. We're only talking about a chassid. Right. A chassid knows he gave it to him, and he wants to accept it. Yeah, you could do that, right. But somebody else, the normal person, wouldn't have to accept it. And he can use it as Maisa Sheni. Omer HaPapa. Shmamino Haiman Demukma Zuzi. Because it says over there, you can use it for Maisa Sheni. Because somebody who doesn't want to accept this at all is a cheapskate. He says, you see from here that a person is particular about a zuz, that he won't accept it. Nobody says he has to accept it at full value, but accept it at least for what it's worth. He's a cheapskate. Mikri Nefesh Ra. At least it circulates. If it doesn't circulate at all, don't complain to me. You want to give me, what was it, like an Indian nickel or something they used to have? Those didn't even circulate, right? Or come and tell me like a Canadian quarter. Remember they used to try
to 2 cents.
A 2 cent coin, right? Those things don't circulate. So, but if it circulates, you should accept it. Masayilei lechizkia. Pay close attention. Masayilei lechizkia. This proved the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Masayilei lechizkia, not this last member that we said over here. Rashi says Masayilei Mishnah diktani Masis diktani nosna lemaisa sheni is a proof to chizkia. Damar chizkia bala porta porta b'sheveh. If I come to change it, meaning I want to change the money chaseira b'prutos, right? I exchange it, meaning when I take the money, I bala porta porta b'shavim for its value. Bala chala machala b'yafa. When I machal it originally, when I take the food and transfer it onto money, I could even do it for the full, like for it sounds like for the full value what the coin was originally worth. But when I come to be mafarit it, meaning to take the coins and buy food with it, bala porta bala achlav sela chaseira b'prutos. Or I want to change it into prutos, I have to change it. In other words, when you're saying like this, Chizki says, if you're coming to change it for money changing, you know, a big dollar for a little dollar, for coins, for quarters, whatever, you got to do what it's worth. You can't cheat, because if it's rubbed out a little bit, it's worth a little bit less, it weighs less. But if you're doing it for Maisa Sheni, you can use it for the full amount. My Kummer, what does that mean? You're cheating Maisa Sheni, aren't you? Cheating Maisa Sheni, because you're taking it for a lesser thing, and when you get to your Shalayim, you're going to be able to buy less food. My Kummer, Alcha Kummer, Afalpi, Sheba Laporta, Porta B'Sheva, even though, here's what he's saying, this is what he's saying, my Kummer was, what's the Chiddush? He's saying really what the Mishnah says. My Kummer is Ba Laporta B'Sheva, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? What is it, my Kummer, meaning that's what the Mishnah says. So what do you tell him? Even though that when you change it in money, you change it for its value, and Machal Machal B'Yafa, remember to suffer Chiski, the Mezalzel and the Maisa Sheni, that you can act with Maisa Sheni disrespectfully or disparagingly, because you're saying effectively that I could take $10 worth of food and transfer it onto a money that's only worth $9, and when I get to Shlaim, I'm only going to be able to buy, they're only going to sell me $9 worth of food. Bamar Chizkia, Maisa Sheni, Sheima. Chizkia says, let's say Maisa Sheni, Sheima, Bashava Pruta. Let's say you have some Maisa Sheni. You have a very, you know, you had a little corner of your field, you finished everything else. Now you took this produce and very, until you took the 10% off, it's nothing. It's like a little nothing. It doesn't even have a Pruta, any Shava Pruta. Omer, you could say, Huvachom Shah, Mechulal Amos Rishonis. You could say that it and the 25% that I have to add on is Mechulal on the first money. What do you mean the first money? When I first took Maisa Sheni on my crop, right? So you can't be exact, you know, all the fruits and vegetables, what's it worth? So you're not supposed to be cheap. You're supposed to add on a little bit to make sure that, you know, you do it, you're generous, right? You're generous and you put a little bit extra money in there. So now that when you have a pruta's worth, and a pruta's not strong enough, as we'll see later on, a pruta's worth of coin cannot grab onto the money. If you don't have a sheva pruta of food, it can't grab onto the kedusha. You can't take the kedusha and put it onto the money. So what you do is you say, well, this little bit that I have here plus it's 25%. I'll be mechalit on the money that I already set aside for my sheni from before because I had a little extra in there anyway. So what do you see over here that you have to add extra in from before? Again, my sheni shem sheva pruta omer hu v'chum shemchal almos rishonos lefish yefshalolam letzam tzamos. A person can't be exact. So what you do is you give a little bit extra. That's what Rashi says. If you do it on too little money, that means that you're eating the Maaser Sheni money without exchanging it onto money. So you always want to do a little bit extra, you know, to have on Balokulip. So most of Adam, Hilkach Pachas Mishava Pruta, Zeh, Machala Losa Odef, Alma, Lopakin, but Simpson, Vakoshkim, and Pachas. So certainly you don't do exact and certainly you don't do less. How could you think that you could take a $9, a coin that's worth only $9 because it's been diminished, and take and be Machala on $10 worth of food? Just the opposite. We see that Chizkiya says you always are generous with the money. You know, you take $10 worth of food and make it on $11 just to make sure you're covered. For Havara, you see that it doesn't have Shabbuta, you can add on to the other one. It says, my biyafa b'toras yafa. This is what he means. He doesn't mean that you're mechalit biyafa, you take $10 worth of food on a $9 coin as if it's $9 and use it only for and you take the whole $10 of food and transfer it onto $9 of coin. He means you consider it as if it's a yafa for what it's worth. My biyafa b'toras yafa, meaning that you have to do it for what it's worth. That when you're part of b'shava, and also when you're mechalit b'toras yafa, as if it's good. The trezi aloma zelzlin, but you don't do two zils. What do the two zils mean? Even though this coin's been diminished, and the pasuk says v'tzar tarkesef, you have to take coins. Well, the first thing is we say you're allowed to use a coin that's diminished, and you don't say that that's like an asimon or something that's been blanked out or it's like a piece of plain metal. You have to do it on a coin. We said it is a good coin, but we're not going to say that the coin that was been diminished and was originally 10 is worth $9. We're not going to consider it like a $10 coin. And that's what he means over here too. So when he says v'nostim l'maaser sheni v'enachosh sheni nefesh el raw, you can use it as maaser sheni. And don't be concerned, because somebody who wouldn't accept it is considered cheap. What does it mean, cheap? Not if it doesn't circulate at all. It was worth $10. Say it was a $10 coin. Now it's $9. It's been diminished. So you accept it as $9. Somebody doesn't want to accept it as a $9 coin. That's considered a cheapskate. You have to accept it as $9, but you can only use it as $9. You can only transfer the coin onto $9. So that's what he said. That's what he means by Chizkiya. Now, this concept of Maaser Sheni, which doesn't have Shavuot, could be Mechalit on other money, that's going to be a discussion for tomorrow. We'll pick it up from Eric Gufa tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, at 5:30. Yeah.
Something like arbitrage, where fundamentally the value has shifted. It's just one side doesn't know yet, right? So let's say there was a shift of a sixth. You can give it the shayla or not. There's a real value. Inside trading would work like that also.
That's right. But that could be because you're treating the coin like gold. You know, like, well, you're buying it by weight.
Right.
So then you have to go by with what the market is. Ain't a chanami.
So arbitrage, where you're dealing with